good morning to you. Hi, I'm Kermit Poling, General Manager here at Red River Radio. Time for another Arts Spotlight on Red River Radio. And today we'll be taking a look at an upcoming production by Shreveport Little Theater. And as most arts organizations these days are having to find new ways of presenting their performances to you, that is going to be the case with SLT as well, as this is a virtual performance taking place this weekend. A show called Talking With by Jane Martin, who herself is kind of a mystery because nobody knows exactly who Jane Martin is.
Exactly.
Actually, it could be could be a guy. It could be a lot of people think it's a married couple out of Kentucky. But in any case, a notable show called Talking With. And joining me in the studios is Heather Bryson, longtime friend, wonderful actor and director, Liesl Cruz, who's playing the role of, I think it's April, isn't it? The twirler part.
Yes, the twirler.
In the show.
April,
and,
March.
And we'll talk a little bit about your role, but also about the show.
Sure.
So, Heather, this is an interesting thing because it's all monologues. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, Bobby, the artistic director, had approached me a couple of months back. He wanted me to do a one-woman show, just so that it could be taped and it would be, you know, COVID-friendly. And the thought of it overwhelmed me a little bit, but I was very motivated by the pandemic and by what we were going through and figuring out a way to bring that into an art form so that people can feel like they're not alone. And so I actually chose Talking With. It's a play that's been around since the 1980s, and it is 11 women, 11 monologues. And it's just about their strifes and tribulations and what they feel that they have to do to keep going and surviving. And it, for me, it really lent itself to the time of quarantine when we were all isolated and stuck at home. So instead of this being on stage, I ended up making it be online, to where they recorded their monologue, you know, really the best way they could. Either they had a friend record it or they did it on Zoom. But I just kind of wanted to tie in that whole experience of the quarantine and how it affected these 11 characters.
Yeah, I was going to say, so there are 11 monologues, which means everyone can kind of work on their own.
Absolutely.
Which I would think would make it a challenge to tie it all together.
I thought it would be easy, but then I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got all these people with all these different styles, and it was very challenging. It was harder than I thought it would be, but it was so worth it because everybody just really brought their game to it and made it special and really unique.
And the 11 monologues, 11 different women, are all, I mean, they're really extremely diverse.
Absolutely.
The backgrounds and the characters. The one I'm most familiar with, I think, is it's called French Fry, right?
So
homeless woman that wants to live in a McDonald's.
Absolutely.
But that's just one, and that is definitely out of the mainstream. You wouldn't necessarily think about that, but
right.
On the other hand, it makes sense that there would be someone in that position.
Right.
Describe some of these other women.
French Fries is one. We didn't play her homeless, but she was quarantined and couldn't get, you know, her McDonald's. And
And
that's kind of what she was looking toward to get through. And then, of course, the wonderful actress next to me, Liesl, played, I'll let her tell you a little bit about it. She played a character obsessed with twirling. And also dealing at the same time with drug use and drug addiction while she was presenting this monologue. So, Liesl can tell you a little bit about that.
Sure, go ahead.
It was an absolute experience and very different from the characters I normally play, which was really nice. It was a chance to explore some of the darker sides of myself and really wrestling with what it means to be isolated and how to cope with that. And obviously my character chose several unhealthy coping mechanisms that kind of unravel throughout the monologue. And so it's interesting that it starts simple with her sharing, you know, how she started twirling when she was six, and then it builds and builds, and you see as different things happen in her life and she doesn't get her dreams, that she starts coping with it in worse and worse ways. And I'm not going to share what happens at the end, but it definitely gets interesting.
Mm-hmm. You actually do some twirling?
I do a little bit of twirling. Not very much. It was hard to do inside, but I do some twirling.
No high tosses.
No high tosses. There was a ceiling.
She did an amazing job. Amazing.
Well, thank you, Heather.
I was very proud of her. And really, that's the crux of most of the monologues. There's one character who's a snake handler. Mm-hmm. And usually on the big stage, they use a real snake. But I thought, because this is so close up and personal and right there on the computer, I just had the snake in the box. So people, you know, either they think there's a snake or, you know, they can use their own imagination. And there's another character who's in the throes of childbirth. And she's convinced she's giving birth to a dragon. And so that's, you know, very unique as well. There's another character who believes that she's a domesticated wife, but she believes she's also living in the middle of Oz. And so she's dressed up like a character from Oz. They're all really trying to find escapes. And they're trying to kind of clutch on to their passions and their hobbies and their dreams, really, so they can survive.
I've taken note that there are a number of theaters across the country that mm-hmm. are doing essentially what you're doing.
Right.
I'm sure all with different approaches to doing that.
Right.
But it seems to be the right kind of piece to involve a larger group of people, mm-hmm. but not all lumped mm-hmm. together on the stage at the same time.
And also I got the opportunity to work. I worked with, of course, actor friends of mine here locally, but the majority of the cast, I worked with women from Virginia, Colorado, Los Angeles, other parts of Louisiana. So that was also a thrill and a dream come true, was to kind of get my dream cast of all my actor friends all together at the same time. So I think it lent itself perfectly to this venue.
Yeah, you brought up something I hadn't even crossed mm-hmm. my mind yet. They don't all have to be
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it was a challenge trying to pull everything together. We had a great digital, I call him the digital guy, Tom Cirio, who ends up doing most of the work. You know, he edited it, he picked the music. He just, you know, really from the get-go did a really good job of kind of bringing it to life. There's a little video at the beginning that shows all the actors in it and gives mm-hmm. their bio. And so it really kind of does feel like a movie.
Well, it is. So it's absolutely a video production.
Uh-huh.
And that's the thing I was going to ask you about. So everything mm-hmm. at this point is finished in the can. It's edited together,
right.
ready to go.
Right.
Just nobody gets to see it until start time.
Right, right. And it starts at 12 a.m. on February the 7th, and it runs until 12 a.m. February the 28th. And you would just go to the website showticksforyou.com, and that'll lead you to get the tickets, and then you can watch it at any time on those 2 days on demand.
Okay, so February 27th and 28th. I'm assuming there is something that once you get to show ticks for you, and by the way, that's the number four, show ticks,
right.
The number four, you.
Yeah, ticks, T-I-X. It's going to lead you to an organization, and you just put down Shreveport Little Theater, and then it'll give you a choice, and you just click talking with.
And if you have any other questions or if you have trouble doing it, you can also call the Little Theater, and that number is 318-424-4439.
Right.
I think the box office, they're open today. They may not be open tomorrow, but
right. Yeah.
Anyway, someone should be able to help you if you
absolutely
you have that. So, who are all? Can you just quickly briefly
right.
mention the cast?
Sure. Well, we've got Liesl Cruz. I've got Courtney Loggins, who is from Shreveport and grew up here, and now she's living in Colorado. I've got Verda Davenport, who is in Little Rock. I went to college with her, and she's a professional actress now. Reagan Lincoln, who is a local, locally known actress in the area. She's in New Orleans. Jolivette Duang is another actress friend of mine from college. She's in other parts of Louisiana. Stephanie Hart was from Virginia. Jessica Brogan is from Houston. Matt Latz is local. Audra Caitlin Moss is from Los Angeles. I got the pleasure to work with Ginger Fulmer, who is a long-standing local actress in town, well-respected. And also locally, I worked with Laura Beeman Nugent, who's also, they're just all phenomenal. I couldn't have asked for a better group of people.
And most of the name is very well known within the theater mm-hmm. community here. And if you've spent any time going and seeing any shows, regardless of which theater, you're gonna recognize these people.
Absolutely.
And of course, I'm speaking with Heather Bryson, who's herself has appeared a gazillion times on stage. And yeah, I was thinking about that. So Ginger is in this, mm-hmm. and you're her director. But of course,
absolutely.
Years back. She would have been your teacher.
She was my teacher at Centenary. She's choreographed me in a ton of things, and it was very interesting to see the roles reversed. But then also getting to work with new people like Liesl. You know, you don't know the person. You've only got a limited time to work with them. It's on this strange venue of, you know, being, you know, that was probably kind of challenging for you too. Having your kids and, you know.
Yes, balancing things virtually well. And this is actually the first time we've been in the same room together. So we met virtually. We rehearsed everything virtually.
Well, let me introduce you there.
Hi! I think we did a show together.
I think we did.
Yeah.
Well, what fun. That is kind of a question, because theater, normally, as we usually think of it, of course, it's done live in front of an audience on stage. Mm-hmm. What do you think might have been different if you had 11 people all on stage at the same time? I mean, these are all segmented. So
right.
Do they ever combine?
I kind of like to think of myself as a director with a skewed vision. So I'm sure I would have come up with something that no one else had done before. And that's why I liked it in this venue, because I was able to find so many more layers and universality and timeliness. But yeah, I mean, usually it's very straightforward. Each actor goes on the stage, they do their monologue, you know, the next one's up, you know, very, very straightforward. So, I loved that I got the opportunity to shake it up and do something different with it.
Well, that's terrific.
Yeah.
That is for Shreveport Little Theater, and this is a virtual production. Again, available from 12 a.m. on the 27th, which is Saturday, through midnight on the 28th, the very next day. So you have a period of time in there, and I'm assuming that once you have the link to be able to view it,
mm-hmm.
It's actually one of the unique things about these being virtual is you could go back.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And review it again within that period of time.
Absolutely.
So if there's a... one of the monologues you particularly enjoy,
mm-hmm.
you can go back and, hey, I want to hear that again, or something that you think you're missed. And that's not something mm-hmm. we can normally do in a live performance.
That's, hence the difference between live and
yes.
taped.
In yeah. that case, you'd have to just keep buying tickets and keep coming back.
Yes. As a matter of fact, no, you can't go back. You have to buy the tickets again.
So this is, it's a compromise, but I think most arts organizations that, at least that I've been familiar with, are all doing a great job of mm-hmm. making this work, and
yeah.
I think far better than what anyone ever would have initially
right.
expected.
Well, Broadway still isn't officially back yet,
that's
so
true.
You know, that's, you know, we're really relying on our regional and community theater to kind of help us learn a new way of getting back to what we're used to.
Sure, indeed. So the show is Talking With, and it's by a playwright who goes under the pen name of Jane Martin. No mm-hmm. one knows exactly who Jane Martin is, mm-hmm. but Jane Martin has been extremely successful as a playwright for, since the 80s, and
yeah.
Continues
mm-hmm.
To do so.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the plays I know have been nominated for mm-hmm. Pulitzers. So, I mean, this is a really well-respected play.
Absolutely.
A tremendous variety in one stage play. Again, the way to get your ticket to be able to view, if you want to call it getting a ticket, your link is to go to ShowTix, that's T-I-X, ShowTix, the number 4U.com, ShowTix4U.com, and it will be available from 12 a.m. February 27th through midnight on February 28th. So great way to take advantage of that, and something that, again, it's you know, one link for your household, per se, is mm-hmm. something that you can share.
You don't have to dress up, put on makeup,
yeah,
nothing.
That's true. Joining me in the studio, Liesl Cruz, who's doing one of the roles there, twirling So we'll get to see at least a little bit of twirling in your monologue. And Heather Bryson, who's the director of the production. I want to thank you both for coming and joining me on the air, talking about the show.
Thank you.
Do we normally say break a leg for a video production?
Yeah, absolutely.
Always. All right. Well, you guys break
always.
A leg.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it. And if you're with an organization and you have an event coming up and you'd like to get the word out, give us a call at 800-552-8502.